Nemesis Board Game Review 2026. Is the Alien in a Box worth it? Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Nemesis is worth buying if your group wants a 3-hour story-first survival horror event and can laugh when the game kills a careful plan. It is not worth it for players who need balanced outcomes, low setup, short sessions, or fully cooperative trust. The base game is still the cleanest first purchase. Hidden objectives, escalating intruders, noise, wounds, contamination, and possible betrayal create memorable stories, but the rules overhead and randomness are the admission price. Buy the original before lockdown or expansions unless your group already knows it wants more systems. Buy Nemesis for the stories, not for a fair competitive test. A good session feels like an unscripted survival horror film. A bad fit feels like 3 hours of rules, noise rolls, and a death you could not prevent. That divide explains both the devotion and the warnings. Designed by Adam Kwapinski and published by Awaken Realms, Nemesis uses secret objectives, an evolving intruder bag, room discovery, contamination, wounds, and ship failures to make cooperation unstable. This review checks official rules and product information against independent reviews, Board Game Geek data, campaign history, unboxings, and recurring owner reports about teaching, length, randomness, player elimination, and group chemistry. Imani's verdict is deliberately blunt. The box is excellent at the exact experience it promises. The buyer still has to want that experience. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is Nemesis and why does everyone call it Alien, the board game? Nemesis is a semi-cooperative survival horror game for 1 to 5 players, running roughly 90 to 180 plus minutes per session. The pitch is pure xenomorph. Your crew wakes from hypersleep aboard the spaceship Nemesis Asterisk. The ship is crippled and something has gotten loose in the corridors. Your job is to survive, complete a hidden personal objective, and escape back to Earth, ideally with the ship not crawling with monsters, though ideally does a lot of work in this game. The alien comparison isn't lazy shorthand, it's the entire design DNA. The creatures, called intruders, are sculpted in unmistakable H.R. Giger style, biomechanical, dripping, nightmarish. They start as eggs and larvae and evolve into creepers, adult intruders, breeders, and finally a queen. Reviewers don't. Hedge on the homage, Board Gamer's Ivan Stevanovic flatly calls it a gorgeous and expensive love letter to the Alien franchise and all other grimdark sci-fi epics out there. What separates it from a standard cooperative is the semi-part. You're cooperating right up until you aren't. Your secret objectives, survive, escape with a specific creature sample, make sure a particular crewmate doesn't survive, mean trust is always provisional. That's the engine of the obsession. It generates stories no scripted campaign ever could. The numbers behind the hype: Nemesis raised £3,080,800.33 from 30,553 backers on Kickstarter, holds an 8.3 rating on Board Game Geek, and consistently ranks among the top thematic games ever published. This is not a cult niche, it's a phenomenon. The critics' verdict: it's simply my favorite board game of all time. It creates such a magical sense of tension. That's GamesRadar's Ian Stokes, not a quote about a good game, a quote about a one game. What's in the box, those xenomorph minis and the dread bag? This is a heavy, dense box, and the component count is a big part of why it commands its price. The base game ships with roughly 26 miniatures, 6 character figures plus the full intruder life cycle, larvae, creepers, 8 adult intruders across multiple sculpts, 2 breeders, and the queen. The adult intruder and queen sculpts are genuinely gallery-worthy. They are the photos that sell this game on every social feed. Beyond the plastic, you get a modular double-sided shipboard, 6 character boards, around 20 room tiles you reveal as you explore, an intruder board, dice, status markers, and 300-plus cards, action cards, objective cards, contamination cards, intruder attack cards, serious wound cards, event cards, the works. But the single most important component is the smallest, the intruder bag. Every time you make noise, moving, shooting, slamming a door, you draw tokens from this bag to see what shows up. Blanks mean you got lucky. Symbols mean something is coming, and as the game goes on, the bag fills with nastier tokens. It is a brilliant, gut-twisting randomizer, and it's the beating heart of the tension. Cooperative board games put it well: tension remains consistently high as intruders react to noise and evolve throughout the game. One practical note before you buy: the retail base game minis come unpainted in a single color, usually black or gray. The gorgeous painted figures you see online are either the Sundrop pre-shaded Kickstarter editions or fan paint jobs. Factor that in if you were expecting the box art look out of the gate. Sundrop versus standard: if pristine pre-shaded minis matter to you, hunt for a Sundrop edition on the secondary market. The standard retail copy is monochrome plastic, fantastic sculpts, but you'll be painting them yourself if you want color. How does it actually play? The paranoia, the hidden objectives, the betrayal. Each turn you draw a hand of action cards that double as your movement, attacks, and special maneuvers. They're also your hit points in a sense because the system constantly forces you to spend resources you'd rather hoard. You explore the ship room by room, flipping tiles, trying to repair systems, fighting or smarter, avoiding intruders, and quietly working toward your secret goal. Here's the structure that makes it sing. At setup, every player draws two objective cards and keeps one secret. You only need to fulfill that one and survive to win. Crucially, nobody knows what anyone else needs. Maybe everyone just wants to escape and you're all genuinely aligned. Or maybe one player's card says the science officer must not make it home, and suddenly that accidental open door takes on a sinister glow. As board gamer Stevanovic describes it, Nemesis quickly manages to create a sinister atmosphere where you never know if a crew member has gone ahead to scout out the place or is planning to lock you into a room with an alien. Noise is your enemy. Doing almost anything risks an intruder draw, so the game becomes an agonizing calculus of how loud you can afford to be. And it is brutally punishing. Stevanovic notes the game revels in its punishing difficulty, often wiping out entire player teams before any major objectives have even been completed. Total party kills are common. The classic gut punch ending, a traitor steals the last escape pod at the very last moment, leaving everyone else to die screaming on a self-destructing ship. That sounds miserable. It is the opposite. Gideon's Gaming nails why. Nemesis is a game that's just as fun to lose as it is to win because you're almost always going to have an entertaining story to tell afterward. The iconic black Nemesis base game box, its cover dominated by a snarling xenomorph-style intruder. Semi-cooperative, decoded, pure cooperative equals everyone wins or loses together. Pure competitive equals one winner. Semi-cooperative equals you need each other to survive the threat, but private goals can pit you against one another. Nemesis lives in that knife's edge middle, and that's exactly where the magic is. Player elimination is real. You can absolutely die mid-game and be out for the rest of the session. For most groups, the drama is worth it, but if your table hates sitting out, know this going in and consider the solo or fully cooperative variant rules. Let's be honest about the price tag, because it's the one thing the community argues about. That's a real barrier, and it's fair to ask whether any board game justifies a number that starts with a 1. Here's my honest read after living in the discourse. For the right group, yes, emphatically. What you're paying for isn't just plastic, it's a story generation machine with extraordinary replayability. The hidden objectives, modular board, evolving intruder bag, and multiple character abilities mean no two games resemble each other. Gideon's Gaming gets to the core of the value proposition. Nemesis is a game about stories. It's heavy, it's mean, the rulebook has notorious ambiguities, and a first game can be rough while you learn. But if you have 3 to 5 players who love thematic immersion and can roll with chaos and betrayal, the cost per unforgettable night math works out fast. As Board Gamer signs off, it earns a hearty recommendation for anyone not afraid of putting in the hours to master the game. Maximize the value. Nemesis shines hardest at 4 to 5 players, where hidden objectives create the most paranoia. If you mostly game with one other person, the betrayal layer thins out and the value proposition weakens. Be honest about your table before you spend. How do you survive your first game of Nemesis? Your first session will probably end in a glorious fireball, and that's fine, but a few hard-won pointers from the community will help you actually reach an escape pod instead of becoming a contamination token. Stay quiet. Noise is what spawns and escalates intruders. Resist the urge to sprint and shoot. Every action that triggers a noise roll is a gamble. Make fewer of them. Move deliberately and learn which rooms let you act without ringing the dinner bell. Don't fight what you can flee. Combat is a last resort. Adult intruders will wreck you, ammo is scarce, and a serious wound can spiral. Closing doors, dropping fire, and rerouting around threats keeps you alive longer than any firefight. Know your objective early and plan backward from the escape. You only need one of your two goals plus survival. Figure out which is realistically achievable and route the whole game toward making it home. People die because they chase a heroic objective and forget the pod leaves without them. Watch the clock and the self-destruct. The ship is on a timer in most setups. Track it. Heading to the pods in a minute is how everyone dies together. Read the table. Quiet crewmates with full hands and no urgency to escape are exactly the ones whose secret objective might involve you not making it. Keep one eye on the intruders and one eye on each other. The Nemesis shipboard laid out on the table with modular room tiles, character standees, and intruder miniatures mid-game. The 5-word survival mantra: stay quiet, avoid combat, escape. Tattoo it on your brain. The players who internalize this reach the pods, the ones who just want to kill one intruder, feed the bag, and doom the crew. Trust no full hand. A crewmate hoarding cards and stalling near the end of the timer is a classic traitor tell. They may be holding the play that strands you. Position yourself near an escape route before the final turns. Lockdown, aftermath, and the expansions, which are actually worth it. The Nemesis ecosystem is deep, and figuring out what to buy after the base game is its own rabbit hole. Here's the map. Nemesis, Lockdown 2022 is the big one, and it's not really an expansion, it's a standalone sequel. It moves the action from the ship to a secret base on Mars built as a multi-level board you move between with elevators. It introduces a light-dark mechanic and gives you ways to actually manage noise, directly addressing one of the original's most complained about pain points. In the first game, there was very little way to clear noise markers, so the late game drowned in intruder spawns. The community is genuinely split on Lockdown versus the original. Many find it a smarter, more refined design, while purists love the cleaner, more focused tension of the ship. It plays standalone but also mixes with base game content. If you adore the original and want more, or if you're a newcomer drawn to the Mars base premise, Lockdown is the strongest second purchase. Nemesis: Aftermath 2021 is a true base game expansion. Its headline is an epilogue mode, a short 45 to 60 minute 5-turn game you play after a regular session on a new ship with 5 new characters. What happens to the survivors next? Player ratings for it run high, around 8.7 average on BoardGameGeek among owners. Worth it if you've worn out the base game and want fresh characters plus a sequel coda to your escapes. It requires the base game to play. Void Cedars adds an entirely new intruder race with its own creepy mechanics and event cards, great for veterans who want a fresh flavor of horror. There are also numerous miniature and stretch goal packs, and newer releases like Asterisk Retaliation for the truly committed. My honest sequencing for most people: base game then Lockdown if you want the evolved design, or Aftermath if you just want more of the original. You do not need to buy everything to have a complete, replayable experience. The base box alone is a lifetime of stories. An angled three-quarter view of the Nemesis Lockdown box showing the spine and the survival horror cover illustration. Standalone versus expansion: Lockdown equals standalone, you don't need the base game to play it. Aftermath and Void Cedars expansions, they require the original Nemesis box. Buy accordingly, this trips up a lot of first-time shoppers. Who is Nemesis actually for? Buy Nemesis if you have a regular group of 3 to 5 players who love thematic, narrative-driven games, if Alien is comfort food in your house, if your table can laugh through a total party wipe and tell the story for weeks, and if you want a centerpiece game that delivers heart-pounding, cinematic tension every single session. If that's you, this is one of the best purchases in the hobby, full stop. Skip it or borrow first if you mostly play as a duo, if your group hates player elimination or take that conflict, if you need rules-light accessibility, or if a notoriously ambiguous rulebook and a steep first game sound like a chore rather than a challenge. Nemesis is heavy, mean, and demanding, and it makes no apologies for any of it. The people who are obsessed with this Alien in a Box aren't obsessed because it's polite or easy. They're obsessed because, for one tense hour in a room with the lights low, it makes them feel like they're actually living the movie, vents rattling, trust crumbling, the pod doors closing. Gideon's Gaming put the whole appeal in one line: Nemesis is not a scary board game, but it captures the closest thing that I think the medium is capable of doing, and that's tension. If that's the experience you're chasing, nothing else on the shelf does it quite like this. The one-line gut check: can your group laugh, not sulk, when everyone dies and the traitor flies home alone? If yes, buy it tonight. If no, this isn't your game and that's okay. Final verdict: it is functionally an Alien movie you get to play and lose with friends, a semi-cooperative survival horror engine where hidden objectives, an evolving intruder draw bag, and a modular ship board conspire to generate heart-pounding, never-repeating stories. It is brutally hard, the rulebook is famously fiddly, player elimination is real, and the standard minis come unpainted, none of which the design apologizes for. If you have 3 to 5 players who love thematic immersion and can laugh when the traitor flies home alone on the last pod, this is one of the best purchases in the entire hobby. Buy the base box first, then add Lockdown, the evolved Mars set standalone, or Aftermath, new characters plus an epilogue coda once you're hooked. If you mostly play as a duo, hate take that conflict, or want something light, look elsewhere. For everyone else chasing the closest thing tabletop has to genuine cinematic dread, believe the hype, enthusiastically recommended, frequently asked questions: how many players is Nemesis best with? Nemesis supports 1 to 5 players and is best at 4 to 5, where the hidden objective structure creates maximum paranoia and the chance of betrayal is highest. It plays fine at 3 and has a solid solo mode, but as a duo, the semi-cooperative tension thins out considerably. At 2 players, there's far less doubt about who might turn on you. Is Nemesis a fully cooperative game? No, it's semi-cooperative. You need each other to survive the intruders, but every player has a secret objective drawn at setup, and some of those goals can pit you against your crewmates. You cooperate until your private agenda says otherwise, which is exactly where the famous betrayal moments come from. Why do people compare Nemesis to the movie Alien? Because the entire design is a deliberate homage to it. The xenomorph-style intruders are sculpted in H.R. Giger's biomechanical aesthetic, they evolve from eggs through to queen, and the gameplay centers on a doomed crew stranded on an infested ship trying to escape, the exact beats of Alien and Aliens. Reviewers openly call it a love letter to the franchise. How much does Nemesis cost? Expansions and the standalone Lockdown are similarly priced. it's a significant investment justified for the right group by enormous replayability and component quality. Is Nemesis hard to learn? Yes, moderately. It's a heavy game with a rulebook the community widely considers ambiguous in places, and your first session will likely be rough as you learn the systems. Most groups recommend watching a how-to play video before your first game and treating that first play as a learning run. You'll probably lose, and that's normal. Can a player be eliminated during a game of Nemesis? Yes, characters can die mid-game and that player may be out for the rest of the session. Total party kills are common and the game embraces this, but if your group dislikes sitting out, factor it in and look into the solo or fully cooperative variant rules. What is the intruder bag in Nemesis? It's a cloth bag of tokens that drives the game's escalating threat. Whenever you make noise, moving, fighting, slamming doors, you draw from it to see if and what kind of intruder appears. Blanks mean you got lucky, symbols mean danger is coming. As the game progresses, the bag fills with nastier tokens, ramping the tension automatically. It's the single most important component. What's the difference between Nemesis and Nemesis? Lockdown. Lockdown is a standalone sequel, not an expansion. You don't need the base game to play it. It swaps the spaceship for a multi-level secret base on Mars with elevators, adds a light-dark mechanic, and gives players real tools to manage noise, addressing the original's most criticized late-game spiral. Many consider it the more refined design. Purists still favor the original's focused ship experience. Is the Aftermath expansion worth buying? If you've worn out the base game, yes. Aftermath adds 5 new characters, a new ship, and a unique epilogue mode, a short 45 to 60 minute game played after a regular session showing what happens to the survivors. Owners rate it highly, around 8.7 on BoardGameGeek. It requires the base game and is best appreciated by players already familiar with it. Do the Nemesis minis come painted? The standard retail base game minis come unpainted in a single color, usually black or gray. The fully painted multicolor figures you see in photos online are either the pre-shaded Sundrop Kickstarter editions or fan paint jobs. The sculpts are excellent regardless, but expect monochrome plastic out of a standard retail box. Which Nemesis game should I buy first? Start with the base game. It's the definitive experience and a complete, endlessly replayable package on its own. After that, add Lockdown if you want the evolved Mars set design, or Aftermath if you simply want more of the original with new characters. You do not need to buy everything to have a full experience. How long does a game of Nemesis take? A full game runs roughly 90 to 180 plus minutes depending on player count and how cautiously everyone plays. The Aftermath epilogue mode is shorter at around 45 to 60 minutes since it's a 5-turn coda played after a main session. Setup and teardown add time on top, so block out a full evening for your first few games.